Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. David and Mrs. Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Zivig for Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, for Shlema Leo Ben Sora, the Mordechai Ben Sora, and Leiloi Nishmas, Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, the Ochaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and the Nishmas Isha Gitel Bas Rav Eliezer Onoyach. Over the Pesach Yontif that we experienced, a very deep-rooted and focused concentration on the Tzias Mitzrayim and the miracles that took place in Mitzrayim and on the Yam Suf. And of course, it's well known, the words of the Ramban, that the Ramban says, "Umin hanisim hagedolim hamefursomim," from these great and very publicized nisim, or the meidav nisim hanistorim, a person comes to admit to the hidden miracles that take place. Shem yisoid haTorah kula, that's the foundation of the whole Torah. She'ein lo'odom chelek b'teras Moshe Rabbeinu. No one has a chelek in teras Moshe ad shenamin shekol dvareinu mikreinu, that ever all of our things and all of our occurrences, kulam nisim, ein bohem teva umin hogu shaloylam. There's all nisim, no teva, no nature, no natural cause of events. Bein barabim, bein biyochid. Whether it's for a tzibur, for a rabbim, or for an individual. Elo im yaseh ha-mitzvus yaslichenu schoroi. If he does mitzvus, he'll get the schar, we'll bring him hatzlocha. Im yavor aleihem, if he does averus, yachriseru onshoi, then his oynesh will interfere. Hakul bigzeiras elyon, everything as decreed from Hashem. This is the famous words of the Ramban. But I'd like to pursue this a little bit further. It's brought in the writings, the Shmuisim that I said over from the Alter of Slabotka, that the Alter used to say that from Yetzias Mitzrayim and the individuality and the preciseness of the Nisim that we saw, we learn another lesson. We learn a lesson that Hashem does everything for us, not only Nisim in general, but that everything is b'derech nes, and every moment and every need and every benefit and every chesed in life is constant, ongoing miracles and miracles, in a sense, recreating, ignoring the teva. The teva doesn't exist in our lives. And it seems the proof that is, I don't know if the proof exactly, but it says, what happened to Mitzrayim? We know a Jew and a Mitzri could drink from the same cup. He's drinking water, the Jew's drinking water, the Mitzri's drinking blood. We know a Jew and a Mitzri could stand in the same room. The Mitzri frozen in pillars of darkness, and the Jew, seeing light. And the Alter seems to say that these individual, personalized miracles that happened to each individual, these show us that that's the way Hashem conducts his world for us. He doesn't put things in motion and then we benefit from them, but he's metapel with them. And not just on a daily basis and not just on an hourly basis, but on a minute basis. And that would be seen what the Ramban seems to mean. He says that there's no behold, voreinu umikreinu, everything that happens to us and everything that occurs, kulam nisim, ein bohem teva, min hogu shaloylam. There's no such thing as min hogu shaloylam. It's no teva. It's Hashem doing everything. And it seems that there's a constant cheshbon of, you deserve it, you're going to get it. You don't deserve it. You deserve something, you got it. In the middle, you stop deserving it, it'll stop getting it. In the middle, you start deserving it, and you'll start getting it, even though maybe you weren't getting it. It's constantly everything. This is the way the Alter seems to look at the world. Everything happening, mamish, completely and totally through constant ongoing miracles. And if we take this principle, this concept a step further, it plays into a very interesting idea, something that can really give us chizuk and bitocha. We make Birchas HaShachar, for example. So we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Pekeach Ivrim. He opens the eyes of the blind. So I would have thought, most people say it are not blind. Teresis of Hashem wouldn't open my eyes to be blind. But I always viewed that as in the morning when he opens my eyes. Now I can see, now I'm not blind. But according to this concept, it's every second. He's constantly giving me vision. He's opening my eyes 24/7 or as many hours a day as they're open. Malbish harumim. He's dressing the naked. What does it mean he's dressing? I'm dressed, so he dressed me. Okay. He provided my clothing. He helped me get dressed. No. He's keeping the dress there. If not for his chesed, if not for his ashgocha, then the clothing would fly off. Matir asurim. That's what it means. Can sit up on the bed in the morning. That's why they were masakin the brocha. But according to this, it's not just for the sitting up. For any time I can sit. For every minute that I sit, for every second that I sit, it's a new chesed. Hashem is mechadish every single second, every moment. There's no teva. Otherwise, it would be teva would mean I was able to sit up on the bed. Now I'm sitting. So that's teva. No, it's not teva. Because he's sitting you. Zekif kefufim. He straightens out the bent. So, he straightened me out. Now I can walk straight. No, you can only stand straight because every single minute, every single second, he's propping you up. He's propping you up. He sets the feet of people. So I would think, okay, sets the direct. No, he's under your each foot as you're lifting it up and moving and making the next step. He's doing all of that. He's Oh, he gives me koyach in the morning. No, he doesn't give you koyach in the morning. He gives you koyach every single second of your day, every single minute, every single second. He's noisen loshen huive, constantly noisen yovka. Mavir sheino meyino, constantly. Everything is constant. Goimel chasodim toivim lamu Yisrael. Every moment, every minute, every second. If we look at life, that there is no teva. And even the apparent, not only the apparent heaven, but even those things that we are willing to recognize Hashem set in motion. But now it's different. Now it's taking over. Now there's a natural element to it. No, there's no natural element to it. He's doing it. He conducts the chesed in this world every single second. And really, that's what we say in Moedim every day. Hatoiv is the good one. Hiloi cholu rachamecha. He never holds back his rachamim. His chesed is never ends. His chesed is endless, endless. He's constantly bestowing chesed every single, as we say, al nisech shebuchodim v'al nifloisecho v'toivoisecho shebuchol eis, every moment. That's why. What gives us the strength to have hope? What gives us the strength to rely on Hashem's chesed? Because we know it's an indulgence that he has every single second of our existence, every nanosecond of our existence. He's constantly being mischasid. With all of the chasodim of which we are beneficiaries, he is constantly doing it. He's constantly doing it. So, What am I counting on him? Oh, I need this, I need that. Okay, that's what he does. He's anyway doing everything every single second. It's not like he has to come down special and pay attention to my need and or to my bitoche, because that's what he does. But I think that there's an additional dimension to this too. And that is that the Baal Bitochen has, first of all, the realization that everything is every single second, everything is all chesed, chesed, chesed. So it makes it much easier to rely on Hashem, because it's not like he's doing it. That's what he does. He's doing it. That's this way. That's that. We'll do it. But it seems that Bitochen works on two levels. There's a schus of Bitochen, and there's a power of Bitochen. We say, Avur Abba, say, Shabbat Chuvacho, Vatalamdim Chuke Chaim. In Avur Abba, the Obois, they had Bitochon, and I guess in that school, you taught them Chuke Chaim. But then we say, Hamarachim Aleinu, Vaseb Libeinu. We ask for Rachmanis, so excuse me, rather a better proof I bring. We say, arouse your rachamim. It seems that bitochon has two possible koichas. One is the koyach of schus. Because I have such trust in Hashem, I become worthy of something. The other one is no. Maybe I'm not even worthy. I'm counting on you. And I'm counting on you. What am I relying on? I'm relying on your chesed, your racham that you do every single second. To one who relies on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response is, I can't let you down. To one who deheres the extent of Hashem's chesed, the extent of Hashem's involvement, the extent of Hashem's love, the momentary second by second by second by second by of everything that he does to such a person, he's so reliant on Hashem because he knows Hashem does everything. There's no one else to turn to. There's no other force in life. Hashem says, I can't let you down. Even if you didn't reach a level that you deserved because of this bitochen, but the rachmanis alone, the fact that you're counting on me, how can I let down an individual that's counting on me? So the bitochen is an amazing power. It's a schus, it's also an evoker. It evokes the rachmi d'shmaya, the yemu rachamecha, but it emanates from the fact that, look at Hashem's involvement. He doesn't have to come for pay us a visit in order to respond to our bitochon, to give us that chesed. That's what he does, everything. Al nisecho b'nifleisecho shebechol eis, in every minuscule unit of time, Hashem is constantly being mischasid. If that's the case, it's so much easier to rely on him that, hey, you're here anyway, you're doing chesed anyway. This would be a very special chesed to me if you did that which I'm looking for, responded to my need, to my tzora, to my problem that I have. And the mainlet allows us a much stronger sense of bitochon. So I would suggest that as we daven every day, we say the Birchas HaShachar, we should recognize the fact that Hashem is mischaseid with us every single moment. In the smallest unit of time, he is mischaseid with us, and I guess even beyond that. And once we realize that, it becomes so much easier to one who is basic right now. That's what he does. Never says that. Maybe what we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifei Chalei Am Yisrael, Mivorei Hashoni, Shemei Atufin. That's what he does. He does it all the time. That's his thing. Well, if that's what you do, so I ask you, do it a little bit this way, because you're involved in doing it anyway. You want to do chesed. This is the ultimate chesed for me right now. I think it can be mechazek abitochen. I think it's every day we make the Birchas HaShachar, and every day that we say the praises of Hashem, and every day that we say the Shmon Esrei, and if we focus on the extent, the massive extent of Hashem's chesed, the nisim nistorim, that are hidden within every nuance of our human existence, that can certainly give us the power and the strength to be able to put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.